Last month, LKSD announced a seal of biliteracy may be available for Yupik or Yukten speakers, possibly as soon as the end of this school year. Yukten is the proper way of saying the Yupik language. The seal is a mark of equal proficiency in written and oral skills, both in English and Yukten. Earlier in the school year, the Anchorage School District collaborated with LKSD to develop the Yukten language test, and with an assessment group calculated the results and compared them to equivalent exams in English. If they demonstrate a proficiency in both languages, they get the seal on their high school diploma and transcript. So far, 9 students from LKSD have participated in the pilot version of the test, which is currently being graded. A Yukten/Yupik language teacher at LKSD helped to develop the test with another Yukten language instructor from the Anchorage School District.
My name is Sheila Wallace. I'm from Nunapichuk originally, but I've been here in Bethel for since 1980s. I've been a teacher since 1994. I've been a language teacher for about 10 years, and 4 years of that was for high school students. Yukten. Litna was tnuchtlunga 1994 ami doi lu. I pun immersion yukten. Litna was tngula ten gulni yalhaguni. Maichbak stamani yalhaguni yukten litna wilachto high school anik.
Wallace says the biggest challenge for writing the test was creating Yukten equivalencies.
We looked at the prompts and then we decided which prompts needed to be edited so that it fit the lifestyle and the language of our people, of our Yukten, for the Yukten language.
For example, a prompt might ask, suppose you received an email from a friend who'd like to visit your community. What are the interesting places in your community? Where would you take them and why? Says Wallace. Wallace trained the 2 people with the Avant Assessment Group who will evaluate the exams. Students can apply to take the exam as early as 9th grade. Though Wallace studied Yukten before high school, when she went off to boarding school, Yukten or Yupik was not taught. Historically, in Alaska's education system, there was concern that indigenous language proficiency would interfere with students' ability to learn English. But now, there are a lot of studies indicating that the opposite is true. Bilingual education produces more capable students, not less. In fact, these studies indicate that students who grew up fluent in more than one language have a higher cognitive capacity in all languages.
When go to high school, lassemtni we yuchtun egariyam kolkanriyam ka bilhuksaido boarding school ami maudeske machtlemtni gingen kasatuklainaklitlhugut maikhpaka mahun yuchtun bihungalrit kanriyungalritlu taimalitnarvihkun pikanirluteng bihungayaklrit. I wasn't given the opportunity to take language classes in Yukten in high school, but now it's available for students today in their schools to take Yukten.
LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker says the seal of biliteracy elevates the Yupik language to the same level as English.
It creates pride in who they are. It helps our students identify with their language and their culture, which is who they are. And I've always maintained that as an education system, our kids don't check their Yupik culture at the schoolhouse door. As a school system, we have to embrace that so that we can help our kids be successful. And I think that is the bigger message of this seal of biliteracy.
LKSD expects the pilot test results back sometime this week. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.